That's a sound Michael Wise wishes he heard more of Tuesday morning. For about 8 years, Wise has set up voting machines and kept them working throughout Election Day. Only 29 people had cast their votes in 6 hours at the Salt Lake City School District building. Wise finds it strange that national elections seem to bring out a lot of people to vote, but municipal elections, not so much.
Yet the influence of the municipal authorities is so much greater for an individual's life, and it's so much more important. You have so much more of an impact on your local politics than you do on national politics.
The numbers are dismal, he says, especially when there are only two items on the ballot. At this precinct, Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker and District 4 Councilman Luke Garrett aren't facing serious challenges. But that's not a good reason to stay home, he says.
When the results come out, and it really is a huge victory for the victors, it really sets the tone for the way that administration can act. Because then they're like, look, we had voters come out in an off election in huge numbers in support of what we're doing.
Ryan Peterson agrees there aren't any contentious issues on the ballot, but he went to show his support for the current administration.
It's a good habit to form, so if you make a point to do it every time, I think the habit might stick. I think it also helps to be conscious of it. Luckily, I get little reminders, but it's like, well, I should at least do my part.
Lieutenant Governor Greg Bell says cities, counties, and school districts are providing the most basic services for residents, and that's why these elections are so important.
Education, roads, infrastructure, water, sewer, parks, police, public safety, fire, emergency services. It makes a real difference who's running these things in terms of cost, in terms of service, in terms of philosophy.
It also determines what your city is going to look like, Bell says. He notes issues involving zoning and planning generally bring voters out. But he says there are plenty of issues that go under the radar when voters aren't habitually going to the polls. He knows this from experience as a Farmington City Council member.
We'd borrow $800,000 or whatever to build a water tank, or you'd adopt your budget, multi-million dollar budget, and people maybe later or earlier or some other event would say, oh, gee, that's not the right thing to do, but you do it to an empty chamber.
To find more information about how and where to vote, Bell urges citizens to visit vote.utah.gov. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.